Okay. Today's daf is Nazir daf Yud Beis. Nazir daf Yud Beis as we continue in the second parak of Maseches Nazir. Let's start with the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the second to last line. Second to last line of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan makes the following amazing statement. Ha'omer l'shlucho, save a kadesh li isha stam. Man tells a shliach, go marry a woman for me. Go be mekadesh a woman for me. Does not give her specific. He's a very, I'll take anyone. I'll take anyone. Just find me a woman to be mekadesh for me. And let me know. And the Bach adds in Aleph, obviously two important words, umes ha-shliach. The shliach dies. So he sent them out and probably did not die the second he walked out of the house, but he went somewhere and then he died and they found him. So the problem is you don't know who the shliach was mekadesh. So the halacha is aser b'chol hanashim sheba olam. This man cannot marry anyone in the world. This man is aser to all the women in the world. Why? Because the problem is any woman in the world might be the relative of the one that the shliach married for him. And Achos Ishto, and mother of Ishto, and daughter of Ishto, all these people are aser to him. So it's a safek. It's a safek. So this man is aser to every woman in the world. Chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. There's a chazaka that the shliach does his shlichus. Therefore, we have to assume that be choshesh that the shliach married someone. V'kiva to the parishlei, and since he didn't explicate. He didn't tell him which one he married. Haloyada he knew kaddish play. So he doesn't know. The shliach died before he was able to tell the mishaleach. So therefore, this man is usher to all women in the world. The Mefarish here explains on the fourth line. Dilma zuhi ima. Every woman you have to be worried. Dilma zuhi ima. Maybe this is her mother. Obito achosa. If it's the one, that is great. This is his wife, but you don't know. It could be the relative. With the relative of any of these, the mother, the daughter, the sister, shall osa isha shakidish lo shlucho veikulan asuroslo, and they're all aser to him. The woman is us. The man is aser to all the relatives of this woman. Just in Yana the Yoma, before we get to the Mahuti discussion on this Gemara, we know in Erevin the Gemara is machalik between chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. We pass it by derabbanan and not by daraisis. By the rabbanim we pass a chazaka shliach osa shlichuso, but by daraisas, we don't always. Here we might be choshish for it lechumra, but midaraisa the gemara is mechalik. We pass a chazaka ein shliach osa shlichuso. So the question that some of Farshim ask is: so how could the rav sell a chametz for his whole shul? And how could they rely on it? He could do it, but how could they rely on him? They don't know exactly. He doesn't make a phone call afterwards. Say, I sold all the chametz. You don't say chazaka shliach osa shlichuso by daraisas. So Rav Sternbach, we've mentioned, I think, in the past, back then, that that's possibly why the minhag came to give the Rav money when selling the chametz. Because then he's like a poel. Then he's like a worker, and a poel is more than a shliach. The poel is more than a shliach. There's more than a chazaka. Poel does his work. That's one of the makoros for the minhag of paying the Rav, because of to make it even higher than a chazaka shliach osa shlichusa. Okay, so again, Rabbi Yochanan says, a man tells a woman, go marry me a woman, and the shliach dies before the mishaleach knows which woman it was. He's also with all women in the world. Tosis Esakasha. Yeah.
Assuming she
doesn't
come forward.
Assuming, that's a good question. What if a woman comes and says, I'm the one. So the question is, can she be trusted? So let's see Tosis. Tosis says, Yer Maschal Asur, V'yim Tomar. What does the Rabbi Yochanan say? That the man can't marry any woman in the world. It's even worse. Nobody should be able to get married to anybody. Because maybe they're marrying this woman. That the shliach was mekadesh. Fine, he can't marry anyone because he might be the relative of that woman. But nobody should be able to get married. All women and all men, there shouldn't be any more marriage in the world. Right? The Chazal wanted to get rid of the Yitzhar for Arias. Right here. Nobody can get married anymore. The Shema Zosi Shidus Kasha Ayde Shliach. Maybe this is the one. Tosis Kasha. You know there's an answer to that question, but it's a very strong question. If you say it works for him, why shouldn't it work for them? Ulu Rabbeinu Tam, da Hanashim Ne'amon Islam Alokin is Kadashti. And even according to Rabbeinu Tam, who said a woman would be believed to say, I wasn't Mukudeshes. She's believed about herself. It wasn't me. Tainak Gedolos. That works for the Gedolos of the world. Ketanos, Sheinan Yodos. Ima Vim Kibel Avarab Kedusha Ma'ikal Ma'imar. But a Ketana, maybe my father accepted Kedusha for me. So the Kedusha Ketana at least should be finished. Kfar Me'savia. So it says Tosfos a big important yisod v'yesh lomar to midal raisa afilu hushari linase lisa das linen basar ruba. Says Tosfos a big chiddush of Yochanan is a din derabanan midal raisa, even this man can get married to anyone. Why? The rove women are not relatives. Rove women are not relatives of this woman. Mikrovos abukudashasi. Most women you go by the rove are not relatives of the woman that the shliach married. Ve'eino ela knasa ba'alma. It's just a knas. It's a fine. Why? Sasha shliach stam. Because this guy was foolish. What do you make a shliach for? Go marry me, any woman in the world. We do that. Go pick one. Pick a woman. I thought this was to marry. Pick anybody. So that's a foolish thing to do. So therefore, we're kones you. But we're only kones you. Velo pirish lo kedesh lo plodis. Ulidide kansu lachrini lo kansu. We're only kones him. That's why he's also to all women in the world. But they are not. All the rest of the world is not Aser. Why? Because really nobody's Aser. Really nobody's Aser. You go after the Rove. But where there's a Knas Drabanan, that we say he can't marry anyone. So that's Shitas Tosfos. This is all Dindra Rabanan. Yeah. Rameir says Chayshin Lemiyuta. So we're going to get to another question, even not according to Rameir, in a minute, in the second half of Tosfos. The Ramban, though, another Rishonim argue with Tosfos. This sugi comes up in Gittin Samach Dalet. That's where a lot of the Rishonim are as well. Gittin Samach Dalet, the Ramban quotes Tosfos, that it's only Drabanan, and he says, "V'ein Devrayim Bekam Mischavrim Klal." It's not clear to me, this sheet of Tosfos, that it's all Drabanan. To be called Mako, Makar Zasmul Safik Azeh. It's still us, it's still a Safik. V'yod Ma Isser Bazeh. V'chi Hayel Olacha Shiyabaz HaShliach. And also, what a Knas usually means you violated something. What do you do wrong here? So you were foolish. What every foolish thing in the world Chazal were kodesh against? The Avlerecha Kamocha was he violated Avlerecha Kamocha? Right? He wasn't. No, but that's Asur Ashi Isaena. Ashi Isaena. Ashi Isaena. Is that before Kiddushin also? I don't remember. What's the lashon of the Gemara there? Kiddushin. Have to look it up. Kiddushin. You want to get a Kiddushin? Kiddushin Memal. I forgot the lashon. So what exactly are you violating? And he says, "V'od ibishem knasa yachala b'daitam." The Gemara continues a couple of other questions. So says the Ramban does not like shitas Tosfos. Okay, so kedusha, the first daf in the second parak of Maseches Kedushin, daf em aleph. The Gemara there says, "Also l'adav shiyakadish." You're right. Also l'adav shiyakadish as seisa ad shiyirena. Right, you can't be b'kadish a woman until you see her. Right, whatever after yachal kamocha. So you're violating yachal kamocha. That's at most. I think we all violate after yachal kamocha sometimes. That's not where it kodesh us. And this isn't an avodah kamocha that's really even affecting anyone else. It's affecting yourself. Or maybe both of you. But either way, it's what exactly is he doing wrong? So the Ramban argues and says, no, this is a din dal raisa. And the Ramban says his own chiddush. Listen to this Ramban. V'yo el ha-kachrei lomar. T'kol anashim mutaris li-nasev afilu k'tana shemes avihen. All women can get married to everyone else in the world. Why? L'fisha p'cheskas p'nuyosem. There's a chazaka that they're p'nuya. There's a chazaka to me'ikar that they're a p'nuya. There's a chazaka of shliach osa shlichuso that only applies to him and not to anybody else. It's a din d'oraisa, says the Ramban, not a Ramban like Tosfos. But the Ramban has a chiddush that the chazaka of shliach osa shlichuso, that shliach went through on his shlichus, is only applicable to him, the mishaleach, and not to others. Va'od chazaka ala avshin and makadish bito for shosek, and there's a chazaka that also a father wouldn't be mekadesh his daughter and be quiet. The Rabban does say, and this is going to be a machlokas, that lu yitzuyer, let's say all the relatives of a woman come and say, we didn't accept kiddushin. Then they would be able to be married. He would be able to marry this woman. There is a way out, because you accept everybody's testimony about themselves, and they say, we didn't accept kiddushin, so then this woman is fine. But so that's a side machlokas. Tosfos seems to say that they wouldn't be ne'eman. Side machlokas, but would the sisters be ne'eman to say that we didn't accept kiddushin? And the Ran points out that the Lashon sounds like Tosfos, not the Ramban, because it doesn't sound like he has a way out. Also, b'chol hashem sheva olam. Period. So it doesn't sound like he has a way out. But either way, it's a machlokas, a fundamental machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban, whether this din of Rabbi Yochanan is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabanan. According to the Ramban, this is a din d'oraisa. If he makes the shliach and the shliach dies, he's also to get married. Sorry, he's also to get married to any woman in the world. That's the Ramban because of the chazaka. The chazaka of shliach l'shluchuso overrides the chazaka of cheskas pnuya. Masha'enkein, according to Tosfos, it is a din d'rabanan. It's a knas. The guy made a foolish shliach, and therefore chazar kodesh him, and therefore there is it only applies to him and not to other people. That's the first half of Tosfos. But now we get to the second half of Tosfos. V'yim Tomar. V'yim Tomar. 1 second. It says, what did Tosfos just say? It's only the Drabanan. What do you mean? Why? Because you follow the Rov Midaraisa. What do you mean you follow the Rov Midaraisa? Levi Suri Daraisa. Tahavi Le Kavua. V'chol Kavua Kamechsal Mechsadami. We've had in the past the principle the Gemara brings up in various places. Parit, Rove, and Kavua. Principle is, on the one hand, kol de parish beruba parish. If you have something that goes out of a population, then you go by the majority of that population. Kol de parish meruba parish. But then there's also a principle. The question is there a svar for this, or is it pure gzeiras hakasev? Probably, according to Moses, pure gzeiras hakasev. Kol kavua kemechsal mechsadami. Even though there's a principle of something that comes out of a population, you go by the majority. But if you find something that is stationary, kavua, it's not moving, it's not parish min harov, then it's half and half. The rove is ruined. Why is that? Just because it's stationary? No, zeres hakasev. Kol kavua kemechsal mechsadami. So ask Tosfos here. So what do you mean? You go after the rove? Every woman. Every woman is kavua. Everyone is kavua. So why do you say that you go after the rove? It should be kol kavua kemechsal mechsadami. It should be also daraisa with every woman. It says Tosfos v'yesh lomar. No. Delo amrina kavua kemechsadami ela kisha isa nikala atzmo v'yehetar nikala atzmo. Important point. Says Tosfos kavua is only when Isser and Heter are recognizable separately. You have Isser, you have Heter, and now the principles of Kavua and Rov come in. Meaning, for example, you have 10 butcher stores, 9 are kosher, 1 are treif, and you find a piece of meat. So then, you see the Isser in front of you, you see the Heter in front of you, you don't know about this piece of meat. So then the principles of Rov and Kavua kick in. If you go by the Rov, then 9 butcher stores are kosher. If you go by Kavua, it's half and half, 50%, you got to throw it out. So that's when Heter and Isser are Nikar Befnei Atzma. Avokasha'in Isser Nikola Atzma, Lo Amrina Kavua. But if you don't see Isser and Heter in front of you, there's no such thing as Kavua, and it's the woman. This woman comes, you don't know if she's Usser, if she's a relative or not. So it's not Nikar Ha'isser Vaheter, so therefore the principles of Kavua do not kick in. Other Rishonim argue, and they give different answers to this question. Others say that really a woman is Kavua, so it should be Usser, but then there are other answers. Some suggest that the chazaka shliachos shlichuso isn't such a strong chazaka. Some say it's not a chazaka gemura. Some rishonim. Right, the chazaka cheskas pnuya, chazaka de meikara. A woman's born, she's not married. Shliachos shlichuso is not as strong of a chazaka. Either way, that is the discussion in the rishonim. Again, part one is this din a din daraisa or a din darabanan? And then the question of kavua versus parish. Sorry? What is that going to have kavua? Because the whole Isra only gets off the ground here based on the chazaka shlichos or shlichusa. So you don't really have to take the rules of kavua so seriously because the whole chazaka to begin with isn't so strong. Right. Okay. So let's continue now. So that's the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Just the Sherman Sarin Balacha just has a ha'ara. He doesn't really answer it. He says, shouldn't you at least be, like, look where the shliach died and figure out how far he could have been since the last person saw him or since before the shlichus started? You know, he was in the entire world. If he died 2 days later, you have to answer all the women in the rest of the world. Just with Tama about that. Why don't you have certain gedarim that help this guy out that he could get married? Okay, the relatives are all over the world. Okay, there are certain relatives that might not be, as we'll see, limitations in a few lines. Eisvir Yishlakas Rabbi Yochanan, Eisvir Yishlakas Yezakasha, under the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan who says, this man is usher to all women in the world. For the Mishnah in Kinim. Kinin, last Masechta in Kachim. Kinin, three prakim, all about mix-up of pairs of birds. A kan is a pair of bird. Right? Many certain women have to bring a zav, a zava. Different types of women have to bring a pair of birds, one a chatas and one an ola. So the whole Mishnah is about, there have been doctoral theses written about certain of those Mishnayos, the math. There's a lot of math about those Mishnayos, how many tarobos there are. So one of the Mishnahs is, we'll be able to do one today. Khan, you had a question, Alex?
Yeah,
when Avram sent Eliezer to go bring a woman from my family, isn't that like kind of interesting? And that's a sakanas drachim. Isn't that kind of like maybe it was limited? He says at least he says a family. At least he says from my family. So if he says from my family, so then you know.
I think someone said that was the whole plan.
That was the whole plan to what?
If you kill Eliezer,
then Yitzchak will be ushered to all women in the.
Right.
Who, that was whose plan?
Besuel's.
That was Besuel's plan.
Right.
Pesuel's plan was to kill Eliezer, so then this din would kick in. That's a lundus. It's a lundus. It wasn't Avram's plan. Problem is, if it's a foolish thing to say, so Alice is asking, so how did Avram Avinu do it? So it must be it was limited. It wasn't Aser B'chad Asher B'olam. It was one family. So if something happened, all the rest of the families in the world would be okay. But yeah, it's an interesting ha'ara. Got to look that up. And it's a Kamotzi Shalal Rav type of art. Got to check there. There are two types of pairs of birds that you could have. You could have a pair of bird that you have already designated, which is the chatas and which is the ola, or you have a pair of birds that you didn't designate yet. You have a pair of birds, one's going to be a chatas and one's going to be an ola, but you didn't designate yet, which is going to be which. So let's say you have a konstuma, a pair of birds that you did not designate yet. And what happened? Shaparcha goes alechem mehen lavir ola. One of them flies away. One of them flies away. So no problem. O shaparcha, or one of these undesignated birds flies into a group of lebein chatos amesos, until a group of chatos that have to die. We know there's a halacha l'moshe b'Sinai. There are five chatos that have to be left to die, that have to be yireh until they die. What are those? Because a chatos cannot be disconnected from the owner. So let's say a chatos that the owner dies. So what do you do with that carbon? It doesn't switch it to anything else. It's one of the chatos amesos. Or let's say a person has a carbon chatos that gets lost. So then you get another one, and you give the other one, and then you find the first one. It's carbon by Lava Acher. Number two, Vlad chatos. Your chatos has a baby before your makrovit. Tzmuras chatos. Your maimir. You try to substitute. So they're both kadosh. Or number five is Avr Shnasa. The chatos gets too old for you to be makrovit. Those are the five chatos amesos. And the halacha Moshe B'Sinai is they have to die. Let's say if your undesignated bird, non-designated bird, flies into this group. So now you have six there, and you can't tell the difference. So also you have to leave that one is finished. But what about the one that's left? Osha meis echad mehem, or one of them dies. In all these cases, yikach zugla sheni, no problem. You have one bird left. Get another pair for it. You don't have to get a whole new pair. You have one left. It was not designated, so you get another one. Ve'ilu kan mefureshes, but if you had a kan mefureshes, if you had one designated chatos and ola, and then one flies away, the problem is you don't know which one. What do you mean you don't know which one? You designated them already. They both look the same, so how do you know in the first place? Before they flew away. So the Mefarish has an interesting ha'ara. He says a lot of times you could tell things apart if they're both in front of you. But if only one's in front of you, you can't. Remember, growing up, there was a pair of identical twins in my neighborhood. If I only saw one of them, I couldn't tell them which it was. See, they're together, I know the difference. That's what the Mefarish here says. You designated them, because when they were both in front of you. Now you only have one, you're not sure which it is, the chatas or the ola. So what's the halacha? Only if it was stuma and one flies away, it's okay. But if it's mefureshes, in la takana. You don't have a takana. Why? Because you have a bird in front of you. You don't know if it's a chatas, you don't know if it's an ola. So what are you going to do? You're going to bring another bird? So what are you going to make that bird? Which way are you going to sprinkle the dam? The ola gets in one place in the mizbeach and the chatas gets in the other place. Right, an ola gets above and the chatas gets below. It's the opposite of karbanis of animals. By animals, chatas is above the chutah sikra, the dam, and the ola is below, and by birds it's switched. So the Gemara Mishnah says, in lo takana. But v'ilu shar kinim ba'alma, miskinin. But we only say it's a problem for him, but other kinim ba'alma, what about somebody finds a bird and wants to bring a kan? We say there's no problem. But what do you mean? Maybe this bird belonged to the other guy. Or maybe he himself is going to go bring, right, Tosa says, according to me, it's got to be personal, because I said the whole thing is about a knas. So what kind of knas is here? So let's say he's going to bring another con next week, or she's going to bring another con. So maybe this is for a different event. It's for a different ziva. And you can't switch. So why aren't we worried about that? Maybe each one of them is that bird that flew away. So says the Gemara, right? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, same kasha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says he's usher in all women in the world, he should be usher in all birds in the world, right? It shouldn't be good. So the Gemara answers, no, Amalei, Kamina, Ana, Isha, Telo, Naida. What do you mean? I, Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm talking about a woman that doesn't move, meaning the woman is Kavua. And you're telling me, and that's why there's a problem by a woman, but you're telling me birds that are not Kavua? One minute, Tosafot just said a woman isn't Kavua. Tosafot just said a woman isn't Kavua. So that's why Tosas has to say Lushitasa. Look at Tosas, the little Tosas Isha. Unihid lo kavua lagamre, kidibi rashi leel, mikobakam dam yiksas le kavua, viesh la hachmir. I just said it's not kavua. How can the Gemara say it's kavua? So Tosas said it's more kavua than a bird. It's more kavua than a bird. Right, what do you mean it's more kavua than a bird? What makes a woman kavua more than a bird? So the Rosh says on the bottom, people go back home. Even if a bird goes back to the nest, that's not home. That's not home. Next week they'll make a new nest in a different place. That's not called going home. Not like a person. Even though a person can move, but it's still a difference. And a woman goes, or a person goes home every night. That's what the Rush says, in contrast to birds. The Mefarish here, the Mefarish, look at this last skinny line in the Mefarish. Why is a woman kavua? They call kavuda bas melech panima. Sneas! Called kavuda bas melech panima. A woman is a tsanua, she's in the home. That's a keres abayis, and that's why she is kavua. Well, my nafkamina between these two reasons, says the Sharm Skarni Balacha. What about a man? What about a man? According to the Rush's reason, a man is also kavua. According to the Mefarish, you know, called kavuda doesn't apply to a man. Only applies to a woman. So it's an afkamina between the two reasons. And he says that's what the Gilui Nashas here, the first Gilui Nashas of the page, says, Ayin Ksubas Daf Tezvav. Tosfos there points out that it's not based on Kol Kavud, it's based on per se and applied to men also, not just to women. Where the Gemara could have answered it's a Knas, but that's why Tosfos works out that even this case is a Knas. Tosfos works out that the previous Tosfos. Tosfos says, what's the whole question? Over there it's a Knas. The Gemara doesn't answer that. So he has to answer that here. We're also talking about a case of a Knas, that we should be konis him, not for not guarding the birds, that they don't fly away. So that's what Tosfos says. But continuing now in the Gemara. V'chi tema hachanami nayid emar b'shuka ashkech v'kadish. What do you mean? Maybe we could come up with a case where the woman is also Nayin, meaning not kavua, meaning she was in the shuk. She was in the shuk when the shliach found her and was makadishur. So the Gemara says no. Hasam hadra lenichusa. Even if you say that a woman goes home at night, tacha gabi kan mi hadra. Does the birds go back at night? Again, as the Rush said, even if they go back, it's not the same. The Rush's lashon is avilka chashchozcheir lekino. Even when they go back, the tadir no deid bimkomo upareach mikam lekan ve'ein lo kvius makom. Even if the bird goes back, it's not the same. It's not a kvius. And therefore, it would always be considered night. Period. Part one of the Gemara. So the Gemara said, so what do we have so far? We had a statement of Rabbi Yochanan and a little discussion of it. Rabbi Yochanan says, man tells his friend, go be mekadesh me a woman, and then the friend dies. He's also to all women in the world. But now says Rava, Amar Rava, umod Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan would admit, Beisha, what about a woman who has no relatives? So then it's no problem. Why? Because what's the whole worry? Either this is her, wonderful, you're living with your wife, or this is a relative and you're worried, but if a woman has no relatives, no problem. Beisha, she'ein la, lo bas, v'lo bas bas, v'lo bas ben, v'lo aim, v'lo aim, v'lo achos. All these women, no relatives. V'ava b'isha ha'isa la'achos, v'niskar sh'la'achem ikan, d'ahi sharya. Even a case where she has a sister. But what if the sister was married at the time that he told his shliach to go find me a wife? Even in that case. And then later on, the sister gets divorced. Even in that case, it's mutter. Why? My taima. What's the reason? What's the reason? Tosfos here says, this doesn't really mean a my taima. It really means hechidami. But, lishna de nazir mishuna. Here it is. Look at Tosfos, my taima. Klomar hechidami. Shlohayelo achos, yata yeshla. Uminadin havelomar hechidami. Elamishun de lasha nazir mishuna. Right, we had the first time we had this year. We've had Lishna de Nadar Mishuna a couple of times. He has Lishna de Nazir Mishuna. So really, the Gemara is asking, Heichi Dami, what exactly is the case that there was a sister of an Iskashal Achamichan? To be Ahi Shaita to Ka'amar Lehavin is even Lagavri. At the moment of the Minui Shlichus, of the appointment of the Shliach, she was married. And if that's true, we don't have to be worried about her. Why? Ki Mashvi Shliach B'milsa to Kaima Kameh. A man only makes a shliach for something that is standing in front of him now, not based on a future situation. But milsa de lo kai mikameh, but something that is not in front of him now, meaning a woman is not single when he makes a get me a woman lo mashvi shliach. So then he does not make a shliach. So that's why it says the Gemara, we don't have to be worried about future events occurring after the minui shlichus. So that's why not only if a woman has no relatives, but even if a woman had relatives but they were all married at the time of the minui shlichus. No problem, no worry. So the Gemara says, is that really true? Now we get back to our Mishnah. What's all this doing here? Get back to Naziris. Tanan, our Mishnah said yesterday, Harini Nazir v'alayla galeach Nazir. A man says, I'm a Nazir, and I also accept to bring karbanis of a Nazir. V'shama chaver v'yamar, and his friend hears and says the same thing, v'ani v'alayla galeach Nazir. And me, and I also have to bring karbanis of a Nazir. Im ha'yu pikhin, if they were smart, to save some money, Magalchin says, they would give, they each have to be a Nazir, and they each have to bring somebody else's karbanos. So they should each bring each other's karbanos. Wonderful. And if they're not smart, so then they just have to bring their own karbanos, and they'll do somebody else's karbanos. So they ask the Gemara, Bishlamo Basra Ika Kadma Kame, the second guy who says, I am a Nazir, and I have to bring somebody else's Nazir karbanos, so he's fine. Because when he made his declaration, his friend was already a Nazir. So he, Mistama, he included every Nazir in the world, including his friend who was already a Nazir. But how could it be that the first guy could bring his the Karbanos on behalf of the second guy? The second guy wasn't a Nazir at the time that the first guy made the declaration. And didn't we just say that when a person makes a declaration, he does not have in mind future events? Just like the man who appoints a shliach to go find him a wife does not include anyone who is married now, who might get divorced in the future. So to hear this first Nazir, he shouldn't be able to bring the karbanos for his friend who wasn't a Nazir at the time that he made his declaration. What's the difference? So the Gemara answers, Ela hachikamar, or this continuation of the question, Imish kach nadavi Nazir agalchei. This must be what he means. If I find a Nazir, I'm going to bring his karbanos. It doesn't matter if he's a Nazir now or later. So hachanami, see here too, back to the question. Why shouldn't we be worried about a woman who got divorced afterwards, who's a pnuya now? Not a pnuya, just an unmarried woman, and therefore kasha on Rava. How could Rava say that Rav Yochanan would admit in the case where at the mini shlicha she was married? Look at our Mishnah. A person does declare, make statements regarding future events that the Metzias doesn't exist now. So the Gemara answers, no. There's a big difference between the case of the Nazir and the case of the marriage here. Amri lo mashvi in a shliach el b'milsa d'matzi ovid hashta. Our case is about shlichus. Shlichus, a person doesn't make a shliach for something that doesn't exist now. For a mitzias that doesn't exist now, a person doesn't make a shliach. So that's the case of Rabbi Yochanan. That's why you don't have to be worried about women who were married at the time of the mini shlichus. Our Mishnah is not about shlichus, but Milsud lo matzi avid lehash to lo mashvi. He doesn't appoint a shliach. Mashenkin, our Mishnah is just about a declaration. You can make a declaration about something in the future. You're not going to appoint a shliach about something that you can't do now. If you can't do something now, you won't appoint a shliach about it. So if the man cannot marry the women that are married now, so therefore he won't make a shliach regarding those women. So there's a difference between shlichus and not a shliach. And that's what the Rush also just adds, a little explanation, about 10 lines down in my Rush. In Pirish Lo Beferish, to call Milsa de Lo Matzi Iyu Lo Mevet Hash, to anything that he can't do now. Shem Haya Omer Lo, like if he says to her, Hari Amu Kodesh Yudu L'Acher Shei Gar Shech Bailech, you are married to me after your husband divorces you. So does that work? Lo Avi Mekodesh, it doesn't work, according to what we paskin. Deina Demachna Davish Lo Balolam. Right? Just like he can't make a shliach, he can't marry this woman now. You're married to me after you get divorced, so he can't make a shliach regarding that. Okay, so there is a big discussion here about this principle that a man does not or cannot make a shliach for something that he himself can't do, but it's not like a low ball, it's kind of like a low ball olam. It's where the mitzias doesn't exist right now. So turn back to Amud Aleph, Tosfos. Third wide line in Tosfos, you'd base him on Aleph. The Yim Tomar says Tosfos, Da Maisim Bechol Yom. What do you mean? Every day. You know what happens. Sheha Isha Omeris Lachaverta, Lushi Li Kemach, Vahafrishi Chala Abba Avuri. Right, a woman tells her friend, you know, could you make she gives her ingredients, he gives third wide line, fourth wide line, and he gives her ingredients and says, you know what, could you knead this dough for me and be mafresh challah for me? Could you do that for me, please? So she makes a shliach to be mafresh challah, and yet the gam talmidim of the Beis Medrash Omrim came. And even the talmidim of the Beis Medrash say this. Question: what exactly that means? But the Tosfos said there's a problem. Why? You can't be mafresh challah while there's still flour in front of you. You can only be mafresh from a dough. So if a woman gives her fellow woman a dough, flour, says, you know, could you make a dough for me, please, and be mafresh challah? She can't be mafresh at that moment because there's no dough yet. So if she can't be mafresh, how could she make a shliach to be mafresh? As Tosfos. Kasha of Tosfos. Again, if the principle of the Gemara is, if you can't make a shliach for something that you can't do right now, because the Metzias doesn't exist, so how can, by a fresh challah, how can you make a shliach when there's no dough yet? So Tosas gives one answer, which is really seems to be two different points. The Achronim point, yeah, the big discussion of the Achronim, we're just going to see the two points. Omer Rabbein Tam, the Yesh Biyada Lahavi Yisim Ugogeles. No. What do you mean? She can right now bring a different dough. Vilomar Isa Zute Chala Al Kemach Lakshia Nilosh. She can bring a different dough and say, I'm taking off challah from this dough, which should work for challah on the dough that's not made yet. So she can do it now. She can do something now. Or, vidvarim, now this is really a second point, vidvarim shebi yada kayamim. De'ein zedavar shlo bala olam, kivin shebi yada lalush, ula galgal ha'isa, kori shapir bala olam, kivin shebi yada la'asos. Because it's biyada, to need the dough now, so that's not a lo bala olam. Anything that's biyadcha is not lo bala olam. What's lo bala olam? If you know, if a man goes, I'm married to you on when your husband divorces you. That's not in my control. Or fruit before they grow. That's not bala olam. Before somebody converts. But this is bala olam. Why? Nechsha bala olam because I can do it. If it's biyadi to do, it's as if I did it already. As if I did it already. So the Tosas is 2 points. How can it work in this case? Number one, you can bring a dough from somewhere else. And number two is biyadcha. Other achronim say maybe here it's working through a different principle. By the challah, the answer to Tosas Kasha. The Chasam Sofer says this, and also I'm reading this to you from Rav Shechter in Ikvei Hatzon on page Kuf Tzadik Gimel. He quotes this related to the following case: V'chei nog etzleinu b'zman hazeh shabaylam shal companies mimanim mashgiach b'torah shliach lahafer shumas ha'maisrus ba'adam akol shalahem. The owner of a company will go to a mashgiach and say, "Take care of all the shumas ha'maisrus for me." Right? Everything that comes into the store, be mafer shumas ha'maisrus or be mafer shchala, whatever it is. And half the stuff the owner didn't even buy yet. So how could he make a shliach? He could tell the mashgiach is a shliach for the owner of the company, because the owner of the company really owns it. So how could he make a shliach for it? It's lo bala olam. He didn't buy it yet. It doesn't exist yet. He makes him a shliach today for the next 5 years. So how does it work? So, Rav Shechter quotes, which is also what the Chasam Sofer discusses, that is not, maybe it's not based on shlichus. Maybe it's based on zechiyah. And this is the Trumas Hadeshin we discussed in the past. The Trumas Hadeshin is according to Shulchan Aruch, it's in Shin Chav Ches, where you have a Mishareses. You have a woman who is working for a Balas Abayas. The Balas Abayas put the dough is rising. The dough is rising. She went out. And some case that if the Mishareses, the servant, does not put the dough into the oven right now, it's going to be ruined. The dough is going to be ruined. I know what the case is. That's the case of the Trumas Hadeshin. So, can she, the Shaila that the Trumas Hadeshin deals with, is can she be mafresh challah without having been told? The Balas Abayis didn't tell her to be mafresh challah, but she wants to be mafresh challah before she puts it into the oven. Can she do that? That's the discussion of the Trumas Hadeshin. And the halacha is, the Trumas Hadeshin says, yes, zechiyah, zachan adam shlo b'panav. Zechiyah, right? There's no greater zechiyah than this. The whole dough is going to be ruined. Others say, maybe you could do it after the afiyah of the Eved, but either way, the chanchilo, the dough is going to be ruined, therefore zachal adam shlo b'fana. So it can work for Torah Zechia. So maybe that's how it's working here. We do note that the Ksos discusses that Trumas Hadeshin and says it's not so pasha that that's a good case of Zechia. Because that's what's called, in the language of the Ksos, according to the Rashba, that's zachin mei adam, not zachin la adam. Usually zachal adam, I on behalf of you, I accept something. But what's this case? I'm taking something from you to be good for you. But it's still taking something from you. Who says that works? Zachin mei adam shlo b'fanav? So that might not work, says the Ksos. That's what the Ksos argues in this Ramah in the Trumas Hadeshin. Says, how could that be? Zachin mei adam, not zachin la adam. But either way, that's another possibility how it could work, even though the Mitzius is not there yet in the case of the Chala. So another discussion in one of the Achronim in the Doresh Letzion, how we have many cases in Maseches Gittin, which we'll get to beginning of next year. In Maseches Gittin, all the cases where the husband says to the sofer, Kisvu v'tznu getz ela ishti. Right, they're going to give it to my wife. How can he say, give the get to my wife? It's not written yet. Messias is not here yet. Kisvu v'tznu getz ela ishti? How can he make a shliach for the Nesinus HaGet? So what's the answer? The answer is that Kisvu v'tznu is not really two separate stages. It's really one hemshech. It's one sivui. Kisvu v'tznu getz ela ishti. It's one sivui. It's not just two separate. If it's two separate statements, then you have a problem. But really, it's one hemshach. Ein zeh shnei shlichios, elo shlichos achas arucha im aksiva. The kivish yachol limnos al aksiva, yachol limnos l'sayim, ma'is is ever one asin. It's really one case. And again, there are other discussions of this, of if a shliach can't do it, if he can't do it, the shliach can't do it, I'll just give you one more, and then we will move on. And that is in Hilchos Pidyon HaBen. There is a Chumrah of the Ramah, known as the Chumrah of the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Yoredeya, in Simin Shin Hei Sif Yud, that a father cannot make a shliach for Pidyon HaBen. Let's say I'm a busy guy, I can't take off at work. I'll make a shliach to go, you go be posing my son, I'll catch up at the Suda. I'll make a shliach. You could be a shliach for Kiddushin. So why can't you make, can you make a shliach for Pidyon HaBen? So the Rama says no. The Ein Av Yachol Lift Otsai De Shliach, the Gamein Bezdin Poden Oso Below Av. Okay, according to Rivash, an Av cannot be Poden De Shliach. Says the Shach, says the Taz, what are you talking about? Why not? They both argue. They both say, why not? Zeh Tamua, the Hakaim Alon Bechol HaTorah, Shlucho Shal Adam Kamoso, V'chein Mavur B'Devi Aran, the Yachol Lift Otsai De Shliach. The Ran says it, it was Erech, because of Yachol Lift Otsai De Shliach, V'chein Sefer Tzeh De Laderech, and he quotes all the different poskim. V'ein Dvar Mechrochin. So, says the Shach, says the Taz, I argue. Says the Dogel Merfava, discussing that, the Nodabi Huda, Ayin Taz, Ayin Shach, Shenefkul Al-Rama, V'chrish Yachol Lift Otsai De Shliach. Ela, Zizh Sharnir Lani, Yiz Daiti. That you can't be pulled out of the Shliach. Can, what if the father's not going to be around? Can the father, before 30 days, tell a shliach to be poda after 30 days? Or is that a violation of anything I can't do now, I can't make a shliach for? That's where it comes into us. You can't be poda your son before 30 days. Before 30 days, it's chashash nefil. So says the Nodabi Yehuda. Maybe a father cannot be memane, a shliach, with it, even though we paskin, you can't make a shliach, shach and the taz, maybe he cannot make a shliach before 30 days, for after 30 days. That's a violation of our Gemara. So he says, maybe it's not a problem. Because even within 30 days, the father could go over to the Kohen on day 15 and say, you know what, here's the money, and it'll be chal in 2 weeks from now. So you can't do something today, really. You can't do something today. So even if he can do something today, he can also make a shliach to do something today. So maybe it's not a violation, but again, that's a discussion of our principle, the Daga Merivava in Simon Shinhei in Yarudeya. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, fifth line, sixth line, below. Is it really true that if the person cannot do it, he cannot make a shliach to do it? Tashma, but we learned in Nedarim. End of Nedarim. Home Rilabu Chabbat Shalom. Kolon Dabshat Adri. Ish Tatadur Ishti. Mikan Vad Shavam Milkamploni Heferla. If he says to his apotropos, to his guardian, any nether that my wife makes, be mefer, while I'm gone. The hefer line, he's mefer, yachol, you move far, and you might think it works. Tamalomar says the first opinion, no. Isha yikimenu, isha yifirenu. It repeats, the husband is mekim, and the husband is mefer, divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says, a hafaras nedarim cannot be done through a shliach. Rabbi Yonasan Omar, why not? But zina b'chol makom, shlucha shalom kamoso. Shlichus works. You can do it through a shliach. The only reason that Reb Yoshia argues is because of a special gzeiras hakasev by hafara halav hachi apotravis mefer. But really, in svara, the apotravis should be able to be mefer. So really, lekulei alma in svara, the apotravis can be mefer. V'ilu gabi didei, and yet regarding himself, Tan, you'll be learned. Ha'omer leishto, a man says to his wife, kadadarm shetaduri mikan vashavu makom ploni yiyu kayamin. Any nether that you take from today until a month from now, when I get back, should be mekuyam lo maklum. It's meaningless. It doesn't work. A kiyam in the future doesn't work. Harei he mufarin. If they should be mufar, can he undermine them before they happen? Reb Elazar Omer mefer mufar. Reb Elazar says yes. The chacham Omer mina mufar. The chacham say no. And we discussed the chachamim. What's the havamina? We still didn't get to the question. Kiyama Rabbi Yoshia libe derabanan. Our havamina is that when Rabbi Yoshia said his statement before, that, meaning when everybody says that fundamentally a man can make a shliach for a faras adarim, that's going according to the rabbanan, who here say that the man himself cannot do it in the future before they occur. Da'ami lo mati mefer. V'lulav da'amar rachmani shei kemena v'shei ferenu. If the Torah wouldn't have had exeris akasiv excluding the shliach, apotropos havi mefer. Question mark. So we got a kasha here. Because the man himself cannot be made for a neder before the neder occurs, while he can appoint the shliach to be made for the neder. Isn't that a violation of our principle? So the Gemara says no. V'dilma aliba d'Rebbe Elazar da'amar mati mefer. Maybe their whole discussion that the apotropos could do it is only according to their Rebbe Elazar, who says the husband could do it. So Ihachi Lama Leila Shwiya Shliach, Lefalayu. Then what's he knocking his head in the ground? Why doesn't he just do it himself? Why is he making a shliach to be made for the Nadarim when they occur? Why doesn't he do it himself today? Made for all the Nadarim in the future. So Gemara says, no, Kasabar, he thinks to himself, Dilma Mishtalina O Rasachna O Mitzridna. No, he thinks maybe he's gonna forget or get angry or be tarred, he won't be able to be made for. So Tosfos says, I don't understand. Be made for today! What is he? What he's worried about? The Gemara says he's worried in the future he'll be tarred. He made for just at the exact same moment he's appointed Kishliach to do it. Why doesn't he do it himself? It's a kash of all the Rishonim here. I don't understand the Gemara. So Tosfos has to come up with a case that maybe he doesn't want to do it today. It's going to affect their Shalom Bayis right now. Maybe there'll be some Nedarim that'll be Mekuyim until the time that he leaves. So he doesn't want to do it today. Either way, the Rishonim try to figure out exactly what the Gemara means here by saying he's worried about the future, but he still does not want to do it today before he leaves. He doesn't want to do it today before he leaves. Okay, period. There is a discussion in the Rishonim here, in the Achronim more, about this machlokas of Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan. But afar as we touched on this in the previous parak. It was a Shabbos, but I think I spoke about it a little bit over there on the beginning of Daf Ayin Gimel. And that is, Rabbi Yonasan says, Shluchos Lam Kamoso. And Rabbi Yoshia says, no, Zeres HaKasav, Ishi Yikimena Vishayferenu. He also agrees in Shluchos Lam Kamoso. So what's the machlokas about? So again, maybe we'll start with this tomorrow, because I want to finish the end, but this is the first piece in the Lekach Tov. The first piece in Rabbi Yosef Egan, the Lekach Tov, is about Shlichus, and this is one of the major makoros about Shlichus. How do you look at Shlichus? His approaches are, do you say, I am you? The Shlich and the Mishaleach's personalities merge? It's as if the Mishaleach is the Mishaleach, A. Or do you say, no, the personalities don't merge, but the Maisa of the Shlich, it's as if the Mishaleach did that Maisa, two. Or three, it's not even as if the Maisa was transferred. But the Chalos of the Maisa is connected to the Mishaleach. So he has three approaches. Is the Mishaleach Begavra like the Shliach? Is the Mishaleach, does he get the Maisa of the Shliach? Number three, is the Mishaleach just get the effect of the Maisa, but he doesn't even get the Maisa? Three ideas, and the Lekach Tov there has a 10-page piece on everything you want to know about Shlichus, and he discusses this machlokas of Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan. So again, maybe we'll start with that a little bit tomorrow. It says the Mishnah, this was brought up yesterday. Somebody says, I want to be Megaleach a half a Nazir. Meaning, I want to bring half the Karbanos of a Nazir. The other one says, half. Zemegaleach Nazir Shalom, Zemegaleach Nazir Shalom. Divrei Rabbi Meir. A Meir says, there's no such thing as a half a Nazir. So therefore, they each have to bring the Karbanos of a full Nazir. The Chachamim Omrim, no. Zemegaleach Chazi Nazir, half and half. Amar Rava. Rava now says, one minute. Hakomodim, everybody agrees. Kol Heichad Amar Chatzi Karbanos Nazir Olai. Everybody agrees that if somebody says, I commit to bringing half the Karbanos of a Nazir, so then, Chatzi Karban Maisi. Then you bring half the Karbanos of a Nazir. That's what you said. Karbanos Chatzi Nazir Olai. If he says, I commit to bringing the Karbanos of a half a Nazir, there's no such thing. So, Kule Karban Boy Asuye. He has to bring all of them. My Taima. To Loashkecha Naziris Lepalka. There's no such thing as half a Naziris. V'chi Pligi Belisha Demastisim. What's the Machlokas? They argue in the language of our Mishnah, where somebody says, Hare Olai L'Galeach Chatzi Nazir. So what does that mean? Does that mean like the Chatzi Nazir or like the Chatzi Karbanos? Pligi. Rabbi Meir Sav Arkiva to Amar Hare Alai Ichayiv Akule Karban Naziris. When a person says Hare Alai, says Rabbi Meir, he's obligated to bring all the Karbanos of a Nazir. Vechikamar Chatzi Naziris Lav Kol Kamine. When he says Chatzi Naziris, he can't retract. He can't go back. He already was Bekabel to bring the Karbanos of an entire set of Karbanos. For Rabbanan Savri, no. Neder Upezach Imahu. Rabbanan say, no. He's explaining himself. That's what Hazushin Lukabetza says. He's explaining what he just said. So if he's explaining what he just said, so he's only committing to, it's as if he said, Chatzi Karbanos Nazir Olai. And therefore, it's not a problem. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Hashem, we will continue.